And well, that's the focus, right?
Yeah, it's a disappointing day today, but you know, we still have games to play and still have you know, time left, so you gotta come to work tomorrow with a new attitude and, you know, be ready to play, and hopefully that helps us, you know, get over the disappointment from last night.
What was the note made on last night to bring forward?
Sorry?
What was the note made on last night to bring forward now going ahead? What did you learn from last night?
I don't know. It's sometimes the hockey gods are cruel. That's what you learned from last night. You know, there's games throughout the year where, you know, maybe you sneak out points that you don't deserve, and there's games where, you know, you feel like you deserve a better fate than you got, and I think last night fell into the latter part of that for our team. And, you know, I think the one thing we've done is we really have put it all on the line. You know, we've played our hearts out the last few games, and it seems like, you know, no matter what we do right now, it just hasn't gone our way, and sometimes that's the way it works.
Frustrating. Is that what it comes down to, really?
Yeah, it's heartbreaking almost. You know, like I said, you know, you put everything you have into it, and you know, when you look at the end result, you scratch your head and say that's not the way it's supposed to go. You know, so you take the results with a grain of salt, and you know, like I said, sometimes you play half as well as we did yesterday, or even in Nashville, or wherever it may be, and you know, the results are there, and for whatever reason, they're not there right now.
When you get into a game between Chancellor's night, is there kind of an uneasy feeling that kicks in because, you know, those types of games haven't really been successful games for you in the past as a team?
Not really. I think all throughout the game, I think everyone believed that we were going to win that game. And, you know, it came down to a bounce of the puck, and it didn't go our way. So, you know, I feel like the shots were indicative of the way the game was played. I thought, you know, we had a lot of great scoring chances, and you know, that game could have been 3-0 in the first period our way. So it didn't go that way, and I guess that's what happens when you let teams hang around.
The plus minus numbers for your line last night, Blake, were a little messy afterwards. Display some element of frustration for you guys, or is that just the burden of playing frontline minutes against good players all the time?
You know, I'm not going to recount every goal that was scored for, or against, I'm sorry, but, you know, there's two ways to look at that stat. You know, obviously, at the end of the game, if you don't watch the game and you look and say, wow, those guys were -4, -3, they must have had a rough night. I look at that game and, you know, I talked to some people after the game, and there's no way that we should have been -10 as a line. You know, the scoring chances we had, we could have been +10 as a line. It just was one of those nights where, like I said, the body of work we put in and the result you look at after the game, it didn't match up. So it was a big game, and you know, we expect better from ourselves, and that result is unacceptable. But one of those things too, where it's just maybe no explanation for it.
All right, thanks.